the long face. Pull them down, don't hide away.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to a pre-intermediate lesson here on Open Language today. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
And Diana, it looks like we're going on a short trip.
Yes. Yeah. So today we are going to talk about navigation, specifically...
mobile apps and voice navigation. So these are the things, these are the apps on your phone that tell you how to go from A to B,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like Baidu Maps or Google Maps, things like that. And then voice navigation is like the electronic automated voice that'll tell you where you need to go.
Right, exactly. Right. They will command you.
Yeah, that's right. So we are actually going to give you real directions today using Google Maps from the LA airport, so LAX, to Disneyland.
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to today's lesson.
This is the fastest route from Los Angeles International Airport to Disneyland via I-105 East due to traffic conditions. Head west. Keep right and merge onto World Way. Slide left onto World Way and continue straight. Keep right at the fork and merge onto South Sepulveda Boulevard. Use the middle lane to turn slightly right onto the I-105 East ramp. Keep left. Follow signs for Interstate 105 East Norwalk and merge onto I-105 East. Continue on I-105 East. Use the right two lanes to take exit 110B for Disneyland Drive toward Ball Road. Continue on Disneyland Drive. Your destination is on your right.
Okay, so the lesson kicks off here and says this is the fastest route. Some people say route.
I would say route.
Yeah, route, yeah. Or route. Okay.
So both. It's just a way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically it means a way. So, you know, what streets you need to take to get where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way to go. So a route or a route, both are okay.
Yep.
From Los Angeles International Airport, so that'd be LAX, mm-hmm. to Disneyland via I-105 East due to traffic conditions. Okay, so we have some very useful words here, right? A very short one indeed, via.
Via, so through.
Okay, yeah, or like by.
Yeah.
Yeah, by way of going somewhere,
mm-hmm.
right? Or through I-105 East.
Right.
Yeah, via just basically means through or by. So, yeah, guys, very useful word there. And then I-105, that is a route that we're taking here. It is a highway that
mm-hmm.
we're taking, right?
Right.
I-105 East. Due to traffic conditions.
So traffic is usually talking about a lot of cars.
Mm.
If there is traffic, then that means it's going to be slower to get from where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, traffic conditions is basically the status of
how much
the traffic.
How much traffic there is, right?
Right.
Yeah. So traffic... using this word by itself, you could say, oh, traffic's really bad today, or
yeah.
traffic's okay today, or there's a lot of traffic, or there's not a lot of traffic.
Right.
Right.
We often use heavy and light.
Yeah. And if you have heavy traffic, you might have a traffic...
jam.
Yeah. Traffic jam. Okay. But here today, this term, traffic conditions, just basically means... what it's like on the road,
mm-hmm, right?
Right. How many cars there are or aren't. Okay, so here we go with the directions. It says, head west.
Go west.
Yeah. Head. Okay, so we're not talking about the head on your neck.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how to go, where to go, the
right.
direction, right? So go west, right?
Right, so we could say if we just got out of LAX, we are heading to Disneyland.
Mm. But before you head to Disneyland, and you need to head to your car in the parking lot
right.
of LAX so you can drive to Disneyland.
That's true.
where did John just go? Oh, I think he headed to the bathroom.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so next piece of information here is keep right and merge onto World Way.
Merge usually means when two lanes become one.
Mm. Yeah, but if you are in a car and you need to merge, it means you kind of need to get over into the lane that it's your lane is turning into.
Yes.
Right. Merge also just means to, like you said, become one.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when two companies become one?
They merge.
Okay. Yeah, you can have a big company merger, right? But yeah, so here, guys, to merge means to kind of move on over or to become one. We also have lanes in America called the merge lane.
Right. That's going to be the one most on the right.
Or the left. It depends where you're coming from, Diana.
Oh, that's true.
Don't confuse people.
I actually have been to the east, and it confused me because I was like, why are they merging from the left?
Sometimes you merge from the left, and sometimes you merge from the right. Mm. Either way, there is a lane called the merge lane, which is the lane that turns into one other lane.
Basically. Usually the main road or highway.
That's right. Okay, so the next direction here, a piece of info, is slight left onto World Way and continue straight. So, slight left?
So, a little bit left, not very left.
Right, so they might tell you sometimes to turn left or turn right, and that's when you kind of like need to go around a corner or
right.
something. But a slight left here means to like just kind of, you know, slightly go to the left, just a little bit to the left.
Right.
Maybe you're on a big highway and you see a couple different lanes, and right now you could either go to the right or go to the left, but you don't need to make a big turn to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you might just kind of slightly go to the left. You make a slight left.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
When I think of a left turn, it's usually 90 degrees, or it could be a U-turn. Now, a slight is going to be like kind of 45, not completely a corner.
And so remember here, guys, these words head, merge, and slight will all be in the expansion section today. So if you're not totally clear on this, go ahead and check out the expansion section, and I think you'll get a better idea of how to use these three words.
All right, so next, the navigator voice command tells us to keep right at the fork.
Keep right at the fork. Are we at the dinner table here? We're not eating, are we?
No, but a fork kind of looks like a fork. Oh. So basically, it's one road that becomes two.
Yeah, so you have like a, we say you would have a big split in the road up ahead.
Right.
Yeah. So when you have a fork, you either need to go right or go left.
Yeah,
okay. So here we see this word merge again. It says merge onto South what?
Sepulveda Boulevard.
Okay, Sepulveda Boulevard. And Boulevard here is another like name for road.
Yeah, it's a pretty big, wide road.
Yeah, in America, you guys, if you haven't been, you know, when you first go, you'll kind of notice there's a lot of different names for roads. You have, like, street and road and lane and avenue and boulevard and circle.
Circle, which is not a circle.
Well, it is a circle.
Is
you never,
it?
You know, you don't have. Oh, you guys don't have roundabouts in the West, do you?
Not that many.
We have a lot of circles in the East.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, there's a lot of different types of roads, and usually the name, like whether you call it a road or a boulevard or a street or a lane, usually depends, or an avenue depends on how big it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next thing we need to do here, Diana?
So we've got to use the middle lane to turn slightly right onto the I-105 East ramp.
Okay, so use the middle lane. I actually just mentioned this word lane as a word for a type of road. But big roads actually have multiple lanes in them.
Yes.
So if you're on the highway in America, there's a good chance you have like, you know, five lanes. right?
That's a pretty big highway, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's not so big here in China. You have just avenues, five, six lanes.
Yeah.
Especially in like Shenzhen are huge. But yeah, so basically big roads have multiple lanes. So, you know, you could switch lanes. And just so you know, guys, an important piece of information, if you want to drive fast, you should drive in the left lane. Mm. If you want to drive slow, drive on the right lane.
Yes.
Okay, so use the middle lane here to turn slightly right on the I-105 East ramp. So what's a ramp?
So a ramp either leads onto a highway or off of a highway.
Okay, and it usually goes up or down.
Up or down.
Right, yeah, like a ramp. There's also other kinds of ramps. I remember when I was a kid, I used to make a ramp and I'd jump off it with my bike.
Oh, okay. So was it up or down?
Up, of course.
Up.
Yeah. Who makes a ramp to go down?
If you go up, you must come down.
Yeah. So says gravity. But yeah, so ramps, usually you go up or down them when getting onto the highway or exiting the highway. And also a piece of information here that you guys should pay attention to. So you might be wondering why we say I-105 and not 105.
Right.
Well, the zero here is actually a zero, but we just say O because it sounds better.
It sounds better. It's also one less syllable.
Yeah.
It's just much faster to say.
Yeah. For example, where I grew up, the area code in D.C. is 202.
Oh.
But it's the number zero. We don't say 202 usually.
Yeah.
We say 202.
Ours is 408.
Yeah, so you don't say 408.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say 408. So just be mindful of that, guys. So if you want to sound more, you know, native, say I-105. Don't say I-105.
So one thing to know about the O is that if it is, for example, I-80, we would never say I-80.
No.
Yeah, we would say the number 80 or 60 or
50.
30, right?
Yeah.
Now, if it's a single-digit number, you just say the number, like I-5.
Okay. So I-5, I-50.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, you know, 105, you say 105.
Exactly.
You don't say 105.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so basically, if the number is less than three digits, just say the number regularly.
The way it is, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's right, that's right. Yeah, because where I'm from, we have, you know, like, it's called the Beltway around D.C., and it was called I-495.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't say I-495. It would say 495.
I think for the three-digit numbers, we always say the first digit.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's an O in there that's, you know, like 105, then we say O. And if it's any other number, we just say the regular number.
That's right. Yeah. So 295, 395, 495, 695.
Yeah.
These are all things that I encountered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So moving along here, we have to keep left and follow signs for interstate. That's what the I stands for, guys.
Yes.
Interstate 105 East Norwalk and merge onto I-105 East. What? Weren't we just on I-105 East? Okay, I'm confused. I've never been to Disneyland. Anyway, we have this cool word here, interstate. And it means...
It's a highway system that connects all of the 48 states, 48 lower states.
Well, it doesn't have to connect all the states together, but it's a road that does connect, you know, multiple states.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So, for example, once again, on the East Coast, the biggest one you have is I-95, and it goes from the Northeast all the way down into Florida.
Right.
Yeah. So inter, meaning to kind of connect.
Yeah.
Think the word internet, guys.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of inter?
Intra.
Yeah, intra. So it kind of means like within.
Mm-hmm.
But inter connects multiple things.
Yes.
Yeah, so interstate, internet.
And the interstate system is actually quite interesting. They have like a very methodical way that they number all the different highways, and there's evens and odds and what that means. So it's pretty interesting how they set up this highway system.
And I guess America was the first country to really create the highway today as we know it. But I'm pretty sure China has now surpassed us in, extensive highway systems.
Of course.
Okay, so moving along here, we're continuing on I-105 East, and it says, use the right two lanes to take exit 110B for Disneyland Drive toward Ball Road. Hey, Ball, that's my last name.
Hey.
Okay, so exit, so to get off the road, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm.
In America, I think all exits have a number or at least a name.
Yeah, so usually exits, they either have like a street name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just the number of the exit off like a big highway.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so here we have exit 110B going to Disneyland Drive. So DR here, that's not doctor.
Disneyland doctor.
Yeah, no, we're not going to visit the doctor here. No, this DR stands for drive, which is another word for a type of road.
A street or a road.
Yeah. Yeah, so a drive. I actually grew up on a road that was, it was a drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot smaller than a boulevard, though.
Yeah, that's right. So Disneyland Drive toward Ball Road. So toward is kind of like to head.
Yeah, right? In the direction of Ball Road.
Yeah, to in the direction of, yeah, so Disneyland Drive in direction of Ball Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're continuing on Disneyland Drive here, and our destination
is on your right.
Okay, cool. So destination is
the place that you are getting to.
In this case, we're going to Disneyland.
Yep.
Yay! All right, great. So let's go ahead and listen to these directions again one more time.
This is the fastest route from Los Angeles International Airport to Disneyland via I-105 East due to traffic conditions. Head west. Keep right and merge onto World Way. Slight left onto World Way and continue straight. Keep right at the fork and merge onto South Sepulveda Boulevard. Use the middle lane to turn slightly right onto the I-105 East ramp. Keep left. Follow signs for Interstate 105 East Norwalk and merge onto I-105 East. Continue on I-105 East. Use the right two lanes to take exit 110B for Disneyland Drive toward Ball Road. Continue on Disneyland Drive. Your destination is on your right.
Okay, guys, so this is actually a very
useful.
It's useful. It's pretty technical, I guess, in a way. Like, this is language that you don't, how should I say, you might not hear it all the time. So you might think, wow, my English is pretty good. But then when you hear this lesson, you're like, ah, what is all this stuff?
Yeah.
Right? And one thing that we see here commonly that we didn't talk about yet is onto. See this onto. And you guys might be used to using the word into.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. They are kind of different. So not to talk too much about it here, we will put that in the grammar section.
Mm-hmm. But basically, you can think about it like this. When you're driving on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're not driving in the road usually.
Right.
Unless, sometimes we say in the middle of the road. But
right.
That's a different term. Anyway, usually you're driving on the road. So if you want to exit onto a road or off of a road, we just onto. Anyway, guys, we hope that you found today's lesson extremely useful. And if you have any questions or concerns, as always, leave us your comments and we look forward to getting back to you. So see you next time, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye. 'Cause where you are is where I belong. I do know where you go.